Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you what.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Answer night, and we're gonna jump into it. So, if you sent me a question today, I did not see it. Let me check my places one more time here. We were in the signal much of the day. Get my email real quick. Nobody sent me anything email. All right. Come on now. So if you got a question tonight, put it in there. If you don't have anything that I want to approach and talk about, go like this. See if we can make this happen. That did happen. Let's try it over here. That did happen. And all right. We're back. That's cool. Well, from what it looks like, I don't have any questions tonight. And so, I encourage you to have it right in. This is Saturday night. That's what we do Saturday night, 7 to 10. And, you know, we're a little out of our normality, but on what's normal but a setting on your dryer. You want normal every day. And Jesus tried to get us to bring the kingdom to the earth. And let me say it differently. When Jesus is helping us bring his kingdom to this earth every single day. And I'll tell you what, the farther we go, the more we learn that there are a group of people that doesn't want God's kingdom to come to this earth. And that's the religious. And there's a reason they don't want it to come here, because it shows that they don't have the power that is available, and doesn't make them very happy. They kind of get a little pouty face, a little snotty nose. Am I saying wrong words, love? I really need to have you sit closer to me. You feel like you're a long ways away over there. I feel like every now and then I just turn around and away. You remember? How you doing?
I'll be all right.
I was just told I'll be all right. Everybody get a hold of the fact I'm going to be all right. Julian and Vimala's with us. Mike and Shannon, brother and sister Tay and Vera are with us. I looked and looked, but I couldn't seem to come up with it. So if you get it, I'll just say it differently. If you can find it, and you know, not right now, but at any time, just make sure you throw it up there on the Community of Faith page so that we can, everybody can click on that and enjoy that message, because I'm sure it was a very powerful message. So tonight, I might as well just get started tonight. The word that God has given me for today is the word reconciliation. All right? And we've been doing a lot of study on that lately. And the word has a very simple meaning. But tonight, I want us to deal with it from a different point of view. Now, let me say that differently. Just in our own dealing with our life, it popped up in like one of those very amazing, infallible proof ways. About five times the last couple of days, I've been like, wow, I have been in this situation before. And that means that God was speaking to us prophetically. This is one of those messages. This is one of those times that God just ministered and has given us a great answer. So let's go to this great answer. Let me see if I can get it to pop up. They're having connection issues?
Yeah.
On which one?
Both.
All right. I'm going to shut down Blog Talk Radio. And see if that makes a difference. Is there anything else in here that's going that we could shut off? No, check your internet and see where you're connected. Just use your, just use the phone. We got a signal. Is that the sense I'm trying to make? Because I'm using it off the phone. All right, I see. I thought you better quality this week than Facebook. Don't let these issues on our phones. They're not. It's on our end. It's the connection on this end. Or who knows, it's just Facebook and YouTube. You don't know. If it went, guys, you just don't know how this is. Just like I don't have any ability on Facebook. That doesn't make sense why that would be that way. I set it up right. Everything was the same way I've always set it up, but now I don't have no ability to comment. Um, But that's all right. Turn with me to, we're going to go to a teaching of Jesus. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. We've been there a couple times recently. And this is the chapter where Jesus speaks to the fig tree to be dried up. And it is. And then he talks about you and I having faith. And then he talks about reconciled with your brother. That is not right. Right? It's reconciled to your brother first. Where Jesus said, leave your gift at the